Okay, today's daf is Arachin daf Chaf Tes, and we are on Chaf Ches and Beis by the Mishnah. As we finish up the 8th parak here in Maseches Arachin and begin Be'ez Hashem the 9th and final parak in Maseches Arachin on today's daf Chaf Tes. So we are on Chaf Ches and Beis by the Mishnah, and we started talking last time about the concept of Charamim, another way to give the Beis HaMikdash different properties. We know there's Hektish, we know there's Neder and Nedava, which we'll touch on again, Be'ez Hashem, in this Mishnah, and there are other ways to be Makdish, Marich, and Damim. So this now, the Mishnah continues and talks about Charamim. So we have started already on Amud Aleph, where we spoke about Machrim Adam, what a person can do. So, says the Mishnah, Chermi Kohanim, Ein La Pidyon, the Chermi Kohanim, the Cherim that one gives to the Kohen, Rashi, Charamim Shehechrimam Kedei Lisitam Kohen, Charamim that one gives to give to a Kohen, Ein La Pidyon, they can never be redeemed. If I'm Machrim it, so then I can't be Poda it. It goes to the Kohen. Dichsiv, Lo Yimacher, V'lo Yigael. That's what the first line is. You can't be poded. It has to go straight to the Kohanim. Rashi does continue. What's this in contrast to? Aval cherme bedek habayis yesh lehem pidyon. But if a cherme of a bedek habayis, if I makdish something to the temple upkeep, so then you can be poded. That's the whole point of it. That's the purpose. With this das in mind, you are machremit. Because what is the base of English going to do with my chair, with my table, with anything, if it's bedek habayis? So the whole point of it is to be sold by the Beis HaMikdash. But Cherme Kohanim are not allowed to be sold. It goes to the Kohanim. So back to the Mishnah. Cherme HaKohanim Ein Lehem Pidyon. Ela Nostum HaKohanim Ki Truma. It's given to the Kohen like Truma. That's what we just had up above, on top. And we said Tosfos quoted this comparison. When somebody is Machrim Metaltalin, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin had said, Nostum HaKol Koisha Yirtza, and Tosfos gave the comparison to Truma. And we discussed a little bit yesterday about the parallel. Where does Cherme Kohanim fit in? Is it Matnas Kahuna? Does it have anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash? It is Hektish, but it does not go to the, doesn't go to the Mishvar, and it doesn't have other aspects of Hektish. So, first line. Now we have Machlokas Tanoim. What happens if I don't specify? I don't specify which Cherem it should go to. We know there are two types of Charamim. Cherem to the Kohanim, and there are differences in halacha. Cherem to the Kohanim and Cherem to the Bedek Habayis. So what if I don't specify? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira Omer Stam Charamim le Bedek Habayis. Stam Cherem goes to Bedek Habayis. Shene'emar. It's interesting, Shene'emar. We have psukim related to this. We don't say the svaras given by the Tanaim here are not, well, that's what we assume he meant. Right? There's an umdina that he meant this. That's not what we look at. Right? What happens if this stam, but we could try to guess one way or the other. Doesn't matter. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira says, stam cherim, if you don't specify, it's varm shebelev, einim varm, we don't focus on it more than that. And stam charon lebet the kabayis, shene emar, kol cherim, kodesh kodeshim, hu lashem. It goes to kodesh kodeshim, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why stam charon lebet the kabayis. V'chachavim omrim, stam charon lekohanim, but the chachavim say stam charon are to the kohanim, shene emar, kiste hacherim la kohen tihye achuzaso. So it goes to the kohen, and that's what we say is the machlokas tanoim. According to the chachamim, im kein lama nemar kol cherem kodesh kodeshim ul Hashem. According to the chachamim, what do they do with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir's pasuk? Right, the pasuk that he uses to say it goes to the bedek habayis. So that's to teach me a different halacha. Shechal al kachim kachim v'al kachim kalam. A cherem can be chal even if you already have a karban. You can be machrim that karban and then have to pay an additional amount to the Beis HaMikdash besides the karban itself. Kachi kachim and kachi kalim can be chalan. What's an example of that? Machrim adam as kadashav bein kachi kachim and kachim kalim. How does that work? The Mishnah explains. Im neder, if I have a karban that's a neder, so then what? So then the halacha is, as we know, the first Mishnah in Maseches Kinim discusses what is the halacha. If something happens to it, if it's avad or it dies, so then the halacha is I have to supply another one. So that animal is really connected to me. That chiv is connected to me, and therefore, no sin demayim, if I'm machrim, I have to give the value of the karban in full. That's by a neder, right? The only place where, in Shas, where it's machalik between chefza and gavra, right? By neder, that's a shvua and neder. It's similar, it's a shvua and a neder, but neder and nedava are connected to that sugya, but a nether is only it's on the person. No sein demehen. You have to give in full because that is more connected to you than any other. Again, it doesn't really make it yours, but for our purposes, kilu is yours. That's what Rashi says here. The last couple of skinny lines. Hovu chayev achriusa imesa onignava nimseis shelohi. The fact that I'm responsible for it makes it mine. For no sin called damel a kohen, and therefore you have to give the entire value to the kohen. The animal's a carbon. But the extra chayra makes you pay the entire amount. V'im nedava, but if it's only nedava, which as we know is hare zeh, not hare alai, so if it's hare zeh, no say that's tovasan, so then I have to give the tovas hana'a. I have to give value of certain rights that I have for this carbon. What are those? How do you determine that? What are the rights? Shar zeh ola, if I say this ox should be an ola, so omdin, kama adam rotza litin b'shar zeh ola, so ola. How much would a person want to pay for this animal to bring it as an ola? Afal pi shein rashoi, even though he's not obligated to. Person's not obligated to bring an ola, as we know. Oron is ola is not mechuyev. It's not like a chathas or an asham. And therefore, the Mishnah says, how much would a person who's not obligated to bring an ola? How much would he say? You know what? I'm not going to pay full for that. I don't have to bring it. I'll give you some money for that, so I'll get it because an ola does connect to me. It gives me something. Right, as Rashi quotes here, third line, he'll pay a small price because notlo lahakriv doron lakono. An ola is called a doron, that's the Gemara in Zvachim, that an ola is a doron, it's a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person will pay for it. He wants to bring a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get close to Hashem, and therefore, it's a lower price. But that's the tovas hanah, that's the value that a person would have to pay, with the cherem if he's machrim a nedava of his. Remember that's the Gemara in Zvachim on Dav Zayin and Mabez, where Rava says, Amar Rava Ola Doroni. Ola is a Doron. Ola is a present. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami. Either like a tshuva, if the person did not do tshuva, Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So what kind of present is it? You know, there's, let him do tshuva. If he's still sitting and he's bringing a karban, Hashem's not interested. V'idi ika tshuva. And if he did tshuva already, then what does he need the ola for? Hatanya, avar al mitzvahs asei v'shav, lo zaz misham ad shemoch lelo. So that there's mechila right away. Remember the Rambam quotes is also ilchas tshuva, the different levels. If I do tshuva for a mitzvah asei, I'm already in the skaper. Ella, so what's the purpose of an ola? Either you don't need it, or it's not going to help. Ella shvamina doroni. It must be that it is a doron. It is a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes there here in Ezachim al doronu. Eina ba lachaper ala se kapara mamish. It's not being machaper like a chatas or an asham. Ella, it's connected. Ella sha achar she kipra hatshuva al haasei. After tshuva, did tshuva on the asay that we didn't violate, we didn't fulfill, he ba lahakpalas panim. It's a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'adam shesarach ha'pemelech, like somebody who rebelled against the king, v'ritzuai de praklit, and then he had people go to the king and say, he's sorry, what can you do? Forgive him. And that's tshuva. And when you finally come to the king, because the king was misratzed to have an audience with you again, so then you bring him a present. That's the ola. Ola is the present after the tshuva has taken place. So that's what Rashi quotes here. But that's why somebody would pay for an ola, because they get something out of it. It's not that they have to, but they get something out of it, and therefore they would pay for having it brought on their behalf. But the next case in the Mishnah, HaBechor, by a bechor, that's a little different, because a bechor, if it's not mine, and I bring a bechor, then I'm not getting any connection to it. I'm not getting any credit for it. It's not my bechor. So a bechor, beitav be'balmu, machrimin also. So the Mishnah says you can be machrim a bechor, but how does that work? How could a person, a bechor, he has to give to the Kohen, as we learned at length, in Maseches Bechoros. So what does that mean? When you're machrim a bechor, how do you figure out that value? A, you're not, somebody else is not obligated in it. And B, even if they bring it, they're not really going to get credit for it. It's not like a carbon ola. So what would be the purpose? So Gemara says, the following is the value. Omdin, kama adam rotze. What happens if somebody who's a Yisrael has a grandson who is a Kohen? His daughter married a Kohen. So how much would he pay so that you give this Bechor to his grandson? Because that's why he would be interested in the Bechor, even though he can't himself take it. So that value is the value of how much is worth to another person, and that's the amount that you have to give to the Beis HaMikdash for the Cheirim. Tosfos and Rashi, both, actually we'll start with Tosfos and Shiva Kubetzes. Rashi also discusses this. Let's start with Rashi. Go in order. Vidafka, why does it say son of Ben Bito or Ben Achoso, a nephew or a grandson from a daughter or from a sister? So Rashi says, "V'dafka nakat ben bito uben achoso kohen," because that would be allowed if it would be your son's son, right? Ben or ben beno kohen uben achiv kohen, or your nephew from your brother. Both those would not be allowed because then you're a kohen. If you're a Kohen, so then that would be, as we had earlier, that would not be allowed because it's nira kikohen v'sayeh b'beis hagranah. So Kohen is not allowed to do something to the Yisrael, for the Yisrael, to be able to get on his good side, to be able to get the manas kahuna. A Yisrael can. Yisrael can. That's not nira kikohen v'sayeh. As we had earlier, it has to be a matana. And if you do this, it's less of a matana and it's more like schar. That's what the Gemara said in Becharos. Rashi quotes it on daf Chavav. Tosfos also quotes this, "V'lomatzi the meimar leben beno leben achiv to give it the chazi lei avilei kagona misayeya bebeis agronus." So that's why Dafke says that case, but that's how it works out for Bechar. Good. The Rambam in Hilchas Arachin, Perek Vav, quotes the last halacha in the last Mishnah in Shkalim. The Rambam says there, "Hamakdish shiklo lebedek abayis hareza kodesh." If somebody is makdish, they have their shekel, the machzor shekel, and they're makdish it to bedek abayis. So hariza kodesh, hikdish bikurim lebedek abayis, eino kodesh. If somebody is they have bikurim and then they're makdish it again for bedek abayis, that's meaningless. Eino kodesh doesn't work. Aval hikdish and a kohen achash al yado or elu kodesh. A kohen can do it, be makdish it after he has it because then it's mamonos al kohen. But the Rambam says, for our purposes, if somebody's makdish bikurim, then it's meaningless. Asks the Tosfos Yantif, why is there a difference between Makdish Bikurim and Makdish Bechor? Our Mishnah says that if you're Makdish, if you're Machrim a Bechor, it is significant that you have to give a certain value, how much a person would want to give the Bechor to his grandson. While by Bikurim, the Rambam says, quoting the Mishnah in Shkalim, it's really a Machlokas Tanoim there. Machlokas Tanoim, the last Mishnah in Shkalim, the Rama Paskin is like the Shita that says that you cannot be Makdish Bikurim. So that's the question that the Tosfos Yantav asks at the end of Shkalim. And it's also discussed by Reb Chaim in the Grach ala Rambam. This is the only Rambam ala Rambam. There's only Reb Chaim ala Rambam in Hilchis Arachin Vicharamim. So he asks, first he summarizes, the Pazak HaRambam, Rabbi Shimon, right, like the Rabbi Shimon at the end of Shkalim. And there's a chilek between Shkalim and Bikurim that we understand. Because Bikurim are Mamono Shal Kohen. You can't be Makdashit. Shkalim is yours. And you give it that to the Beis HaMikdash. I understand. If I'm Mafresh, Shmachz is a Shekel, so it's still mine. It doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash yet. And therefore, I can be Machrim that and have to give another value. But Bikurim are not mine. And therefore, I can't be Makdash. The question is, he quotes the Tosfos Yantiv, so why is there a difference between Bikurim and Bechor? By Bikurim, I am not allowed to, and Bechor, I can. And if there was a distinction, I might have thought the other way. Right? Bikurim are more mine than a Bechor. Bechor is a carbon. So I would have thought I have less rights by a Bechor than I do a Bikurim. Bikurim is by, it's a fruit, and it's like, is it like Truma and Meiser, which starts out like mine? So Reb Chaim explains, no. Not what we would have thought. V'nira lomar de shiny bechor mi bikurim. De bechor kivan de talya rachmana binisina. Because the Torah says by bechor to give it, you can only give something that starts out as yours. Al Kain calls man shalo nasan hari huber shus bailim. Because a nisina is demanded, so as long as you didn't do it, then it must be that it's yours. The lomi boy, and not only according to the manda amar of tovas hana mamon, he says even according to the manda amar of tovas hana eno mamon, calls man shalo nasan la kohen lo yatsa me rishus bailim. If the Torah demands a nisina, that reflects that it's yours beforehand. Or else it wouldn't be a nesina. You can't give something that's not yours in the first place. Umishum nechman atalya v'nesina al karchav bail of mikri achas nesina v'ose tmura, another nafkamina, tmura can only be done on yours. Imkain, hachanami l'inyin hektish tichvase din bailam bo gam lahaktish belekabais. Masha imkain, by bikurim, it does not say anywhere by bikurim that you have to give it. It says you bring it. You bring it, you put it in the basket, tehei midvarim hanitanim l'anshei mishbar. That's not give it to anybody you want, let's give it to the mishbar. Im kein les behu din nesina v'lo din tovas hana. There's no nesina. And even though you give it to any coin that you want, that's not called a nesina. Bikom makom din nesina les behu. So you can give it to any mishbar that you want. You can choose when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not called a nesina. V'havi manas kehuna she'ein l'bayelim hen tovas hana. Klau, ta'avi shel kohanim, v'yal kein, ein abaylam yichol ma'akdisha, mishum, ein adam ha'akdash dove shein shalos. So that's Reb Chaim's Zippur and Ha'ara. 2 points. Number one, it's a general Ha'ara that we could use, and that is, whenever it says Nesina, it means it's mine. Right? It says Nesina by the Truma, titemo. The Truma is mine before I give it to the Kohen. And here it says it by Bechor. You have to give it, and that's why before it is mine, in order to be ma'akdash or machrim it. Again, you can't be makdish a bechor to anything else. But if I put another layer of hektish somehow to obligate myself, not to change the carbon, then it would work. Mashenki, when it comes to bikurim, the second that I designate it as bikurim, it becomes basically shevet hakuhuna, and therefore I'm not able to be machrim or makdish or add anything. That's the Rambam. And then he discusses what about the other day in the Mishnah there, the other Shkalim, right? That says that you can be makdish bikurim. So you have to say something else for that day, but at least this works for the Rambam. Again, Perek Tezvav, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin here in Hilchas Aron, Arachin Vacharamim, the only Rambam, Reb Chaim, in that set of halachos. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan. Last Amud here in the 8th Perek. Of Maseches Arachin, Tanur Rabbanan, first expanding on the Mishnah. Cher mi'akohanim ein lam pidyon menozel kohen. Cher mi'kohanim does not have any, are not subject to pidyon. Why? Because it's b'mono shal kohen. You have to give it to the kohen. Charamim calls manchev beis bailim. Harin kehekdash the chol devrehem. Before you give it to the kohen, when I'm machrimin and it's still in my house, then it's hektish at that point. It's hektish for all intents and purposes. Rashi says, Rashi is printed at the bottom of the previous Amud, the Yesh Bahen Mi'ila. This is an Isra Mi'ila. Even if I'm machrim it to the Kohanim, until the Kohanim get it while it's still in my Rishus, it is hektish, and therefore it is subject to Mi'ila. That's interesting. It's going to go to the Kohen, and when it goes to the Kohen, it's not going to be subject to Mi'ila. It's going to be Mamona Shel Kohen. But until it gets there, so then I am not subject to I am subject to Mi'ila until it gets there. Okay, so some sfeikos in some of the achronim how to understand this the sort from the Shulchan Aruch HaAsid shekohen shenichnas l'rishus Yisrael v'nana mi'chemi kohen. What if the kohen comes into your house and is nana from it? So right now it's subject to Mi'ila for you, but if the kohen takes it, it's chulin biyado. What if he comes into your house? So says the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid. Eino over alisr meila, afsha dain lo nitan hasad lekohen, ki meacher vaasid hasad lihios nitan lekohen, nechshav hanah shedanimet alkohen ki ilu nitan lekohen. If he takes it, it's ki ilu you gave it to him. V'nifka kedusha kashir osa hanah. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. What about others? The Minchas Baruch others. Is this the type of item that if you're Moel, it's Yosei Lechulin? Usually by Mi'ila, it's Yosei Lechulin automatically. So is it Yosei Lechulin? It's supposed to be Yosei Lechulin in a little bit. Maybe not. Maybe this is like Kedusha Saguf. Right? We know Behemoth of Klisharis, or not Yosei Lechulin. So is this not Yosei Lechulin? That's an interesting discussion. The status of these items. Usually, when it's something subject to Mi'ila, if it's a Karbon, if it's going to go to the Bedek Abayis, here it's going to go to the Kohanim, and it's automatically going to be undone from its Mi'ila Hector status. That's what makes it a little different than the others. So again, while it's still in the Bailam's house, it's Kehektish Nechol Devrayim, and they're subject to Mi'ila. Shenemar, Kol Cherem B'Yisrael Kodesh Kodesh Shemul Hashem, Nesan Ala Kohen, right, when I give it to the Kohen, because it's Cherem Kohanim, Harehim Lechol Devrayim, Kechulin. Then it belongs to the Kohen, and it's Kechulin in his hands, like other Mammon of a Kohen. Shenemar, Kol Cherem B'Yisrael Lecha Yihyeh. Any Cherem should be to you, the Kohanim. Good. There's an interesting Tosfos in Maseches Temura. Tosfos in Maseches Temura mentions that if somebody says, I hereby promise to give a cherim kohanim. Tosfos says you could be chozerbo from that. You could be chozerbo from that. The question is, why would you be able to be chozerbo? But that's what Tosfos says. It's the Tosfos Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph going over to Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. So this is the part on the top of Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Let me just find the line here. Tosfos says Shem Ama Harei Alei Mana LaBetek Habayis Chayiv. Da amira ligavoa kimisirasa lahedyo. If somebody gives something, it says harei alei mana to give to the Beit HaGabayis. Aval cher me kohanim. Again, this reflects this unique status. The cherim of a kohen is going to go to the kohen. It's like if you give a present to the kohen, there's no meila, there's no hekdesh. But I'm gonna give a present to the kohen derech the Beit HaMikdash. It's kind of passing through. So during the time that it passes through, the Gemara says here that while it's still in my house, it's subject to Me'ila. Now Tosfos at Temura says the principle of Amirasa L'Gavok and Mesirasa L'Hedyo does not apply. If somebody says Harei Alai Mana L'Bet Gabayis, then it's automatically Hektish. But if somebody says Aval Chermi Kohanim Vadai Im Amar Harei Alai Mana L'Chermi Kohanim Im Yirtze Yachserbo Da Amira L'Hedyot Lav Klumhi The Chermi Kohanim Lohavi el kaomer chayfet zel chermi kohanim shaz vaday hacharamim chal al gufa chayfets imkain al karch musavish lo ula chulu and Tosfos continues. The Tosfos in Tmura lamed beis ma beis that there is no amirasal gavokim amirasal hedyo. So the question is, ask the Sfas Emes here, but doesn't our Gemara see this meila right away? So why doesn't that, if it's meila right away, it must be that it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. There is a Miras L'Gavok Kimis Yiras L'Hedyot. So how does that work? Why shouldn't it be subject to meila? So that's the Arsameach in the Rechlusha of Meir Simcha. Alasha says, Kivan She'eno Ela Hektish Lizman Lo Shayach L'Gabav Hadid She'em Miras L'Gavok Kimis Yiras L'Hedyot. Because it's only temporary Hektish, you can't say that you're being makne it. Amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyo means you're makdish, makne, and it becomes shel, kohanim, shel, bailam, shel, hektish. You can't say that, says the Arsameach, if it's only temporary. And memela, right when it gets to the kohen, that is going to evaporate. And that status is going to evaporate. Which is amazing, because you could still say, the Gemara says, it's still subject to me'ila though. It sounds like a daraisa. So me'ila could apply to hektish that's only temporary, but amirasa l'gavoa wouldn't apply to this hektish that's only temporary. So it's a question you got to think about that svara. But those are the facts. Those are the facts relating to Tosfos and this Gemara. Why meila should apply even though amirasa l'gavoa wouldn't. Okay, review the Ben Bezer Omer. So now we get back to the Mishnah, the Machlokas Tanam in the Mishnah, which was what about Stam? If I didn't specify which cherem is it supposed to go to? So review the Ben Bezer Omer. Stam charamim lebet hagabayis chul. So bishlamal rabbanon kidaka mafarshi tamayu v'tayma d'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. The rabbanon explain their own shita, which pasuk is based on, and they also explain what they do with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's pasuk. Right, their pasuk, the chachamim use the pasuk of ki kistei acherim lakoin tiyachuz aso to say it goes to the kohanim. What do they do with the other pasuk to teach me that it's chal on kachim kachim and kachim kalam? So what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira do with their pasuk though? Ella, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Hai Kistei Acherim, the pasuk that the Chachamim use, my Avilei, what do they use that for, that pasuk? So answer me, boy, look at the Tanya, they use it for the following price, Kistei Acherim, according to Yehuzah, so there's the pasuk. So Mata Malomar, what is the pasuk teaching me? Minayin, Lekoin, Shehikdish Sadeh Charmo. What happens if after your Macher, when you give it to the Kohen, then the Kohen is Makdish it? He has it now, it belongs to him. Then he's makdushit. So, by Yovel, where does it go? So, shalo yomar, lest I say, ho el v'yotze l'kohanim, since it goes out to the kohanim in Yovel. Fahari hi takas yadi, and it is under my control. What does that mean? It's not under my control, it was makdushit. Shidu Kubet says, it was last under my control. I was the last kohen to have any shaychus to it. So, Hari hitakas yadi teishali. So maybe it should be mine. It should just go back to me, not split amongst all the kohanim. V'dinu, and it's logical. B'shal acher mani zocher b'shal atzmi lo kol shekein. If I get a field that I had no shaychus to, b'shal acher mani zocher, so b'shal atzmi lo kol shekein. So surely a field that I personally was connected to, I should get tamalomar kistei acherim lakoin tiachuzaso. Right? We compare Estei Achuza to the Chirim. V'chimalamanu mistecher me'ata. What's the connection between the two? Harizeh balalami v'dim salami. So it's coming to learn to, and we learn from. Makish ha'dacharmel Estei Achuza shal Yisrael. So we compare the Estei Chirim to the Estei Achuza. Ma Estei Achuza shal Yisrael yotzeh mitachas yado umischalekas l'kohanim. Just like by Estei Achuza. Right, it would go to all the Kohanim. One wouldn't be able to say, oh, it was originally mine, and therefore it should come back to me. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira learns with this extra pasuk. V'idach, what about the Chachamim? Mi'cherem ha'cherem. Learn it from the extra hay. V'idach, cherem ha'cherem, lo mashbalei. And the other one does not darshan the extra hay in ha'cherem, and therefore he doesn't have to learn this halacha, doesn't have to learn anything else from Cherem HaCherem. How does he know, though, that it's Chalak Kachi Kachim HaKachim Kalim? Meaning, the Rabbanan used his pasuk to teach me that halacha. They can be machrim on karbanos. So how does he know that's a savaleh like Rabbi Yishmael? So he must not like Rabbi Yishmael, as we will see in the next Mishnah, what Rabbi Yehuda, the makar, a different makar for this halacha that's based on Rabbi Yishmael's double lashon, as we'll see, of takdish and lo yakdish. Okay, that sheet of kubeshes that I mentioned is in os yud tesvav. That explaining the line in the Gemara of Sheli, the Gilyon in the Shita says, Lav Dafke Nakat. Shriyakdisha doesn't really mean it's mine, because he was Makdishit. So it's not mine. Elachi Birusho. Hari Takas Yadi, Deshayach Ani Batfei, Mikol Inshi. I'm Shayach to him more than others. Vyeshna Takas Yadi, Shari Lohechzik Bagizbar. Right, so he says it's last been mine. I'm most connected to it, even though it's not technically mine. So the Sheli in the Gemara should not be taken literally. Okay, so Amar Rav, Halacha Yehuda ben Maseira. Back to the Gemara, Rav says, we hold like Yehuda ben Maseira. Yehuda ben Maseira says, Stam Charamim is Lebedek HaBayis. The Rav, Shavik Rabbanan, Ba'avik Yehuda ben Maseira, why would Rav do that? Don't we always paskin like the Rabbim? So why here would Rav paskin like Yehuda ben Maseira and not like the Rabbanan? Braisa Yivchatanya. In the Braisa, the Shitas are flipped. So really, Rav holds like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say Stam Charamim are Bedek HaBayis. That's how it is in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Shavik Masiso Avik HaBraisa. Why would Rav trust and give more authority to a Braisa than a Mishnah? We discussed last week, I think, the thought from Rabbi Yaakov about the source of Braisas can be found in Mishnayis. So, I don't understand, asked the Gemara. Why would Rav go like a Braisa? Rav Masiso Nami Yifchatani. Rav also has the opposite gears in the Mishnah. So, my chazis dafak masisa mikami braisa, nafik braisa mikami masisa. And we assume now that Rav had two different girsaos, and he switched one based on the authority of the other. So why would he switch the Mishnah based on the braisa? He should switch the braisa based on the Mishnah. Answer, Rav Gemara Gamir wasn't based on Rav's decisions. It was a mesora. He had a mesora that this was the machlokes. He had a mesora from his Rebbe that the Mishnah is mistaken, the authority. And therefore, again, Rav was very early, so Rav was very close to the Tanoim, and sometimes we even say Rav Tanu Upalig, and therefore his Mesorah about the Mishnah was flipped. So if that's true, so Ihachi Karidu Mesera Rabbanan Miboile. So why did he say, I hold like the Rabbanan? If his Rabbi Yehuda Mesera is really the Shita of the Rabbanan, so why did he just say that Lach is like the Rabbanan? So Gemara says, no, because he knew what we have. Hachi Ka'amar, Lomai Daf Chisu, V'taniso Alach Rabbi Yehuda Mesera. According to the flipped version that I know everyone has, so the Alach like Rabbi Yehuda Mesera. But fundamentally, I hold like the Rabbanan who say that Shita, and therefore, that is what he holds. That a person, Stam Charamim, is Lebedek HaBayis. Good. Hahu Gavra, Da'achraminu L'nichzeh B'pumbadisa. What about Charamim Bizman Hazeh? This case right here. What if somebody is machrim? Somebody was machrim his property in Pumbedisa. Also, the comment Rav Yehuda, he gave in front of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Omer lei, shkol arba zuze, take 4 zuz, which is a lot less that all is a chasam are worth. But he says, take 4 zuz, va'achil alayu, and be mechalel. Take all the kedusha that's on the cherem, on your property, and put it on this money. Vishadinu menara, and then throw the money into the river. V'lishri lecha, and then your property will be mutter for you again. That's what Rav Yehuda says. So, what does that reflect about who he holds? Alma, Kesavar, Stam Charam, Lebedek HaBayis. It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that Stam Charam is Lebedek HaBayis, and because it's Bedek HaBayis, so the Kedusha can be Chal and switched from the property of Bedek HaBayis to the money And that's what Rabbi Yehuda told him to do. So the Gemara says, interesting, it says to the Nahar. Rishonim in a few places, Tosfos and Arvi, Tosfos in the second Berakim Psachim, Tosfos Chafchesim Psachim discusses, whenever it says Nahar, do you need the Yam HaMelach? Sometimes the Gemara says you have to throw it into Yam HaMelach. Sometimes it just says river. So can it be any river, or does it have to be Yam HaMelach? So Tosfos says, it must be. You see from here and elsewhere that it does not have to be Yam HaMelach. The only difference is the Yam HaMelach, you don't have to crush it, because it's going to be destroyed, Bechlal. Other rivers, you might have to be Shochek first, but it can also be thrown into others. That's what Tosfos says in Psachim, Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Right, the context is Chameitz, Avodah Zarah, Lo Matzinu Shoyashona B'Shum Makom Gabi Chameitz Yam HaMelach. Aval Gabi Avodah Zarah, Ashtuchon B'Kama Duchtin, Ki Hai, Dila'el, Yolech Hanal Yam HaMelach, says Tosfos. Hilkach, Stam Yam, because sometimes we have Yam HaMelach, Stam Yam, to Tani Gabi Avodah Zarah, Havi Yam HaMelach. Miu, to others, La Rabba Mo El Shechika B'Shar Naharos, Kitakar B'Samuch, Kan B'Yam HaMelach, Kan B'Shar Naharos. So that is just Tahara on throwing it into the, according to the river. Since Rabbi Yehuda told him to do, some Achronim asked, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda just tell him to be Shoel on his Hektish? Why do you have to Dafka try to be Podim, Achal, and Antamani? Right, there's a concept of Shoel Allah Hektish, so it must be, some suggest that he was already given, it was already given to, out to, on his behalf, and therefore once it was given out, so then it was given to the Gizbar, given to someone, and therefore you can't be Shoel once it was given, like being Shoel on Truma. Some say you can't be Shoel on Truma once it's given to the Kohen. Good, let's continue the story. So, says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, how did Rabbi Yehuda say that he keep b'chalel it onto four zuz, which is a very little amount? Kiman, kishmuel, to Amar, is he following Shmuel, who says, hektish avamana shechil asher apruta mechulal? Shmuel says you can be maktish hektish on a very little amount. Hektish is worth a mana. You can be mechal on a sheva pruta. But one second, Amar, damar Shmuel lech shechilo. That's only b'dieved. If you did it, it works. But, lechachilo miyamar, Shmuel didn't say this lechachilo, lechachilo should do it sheva b'shava. You should give more. So the Gemara says, no. Hani, mili b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash kayim. When we have a beis ha-mikdash, so that's when Shmuel is only a bidi eved. Dika pseida, cause hektish, is losing. Aval b'zman hazeh, afilo l'chanchila. B'zman hazeh, where he's not going to the beis ha-mikdash anyway, so then Shmuel turns into a l'chanchila. It's kind of like shas hatchak k'di eved dami. It's like a shas hatchak. You don't, we don't have hektish lying around, and therefore it turns into a l'chanchila that one can use. So Yahya if you the Prutanamis, if it's so, Bismana Zen, you're doing it on a very little, so why don't you do it even on a pruta? Why he say four zuz? Pirsume Milsa, you wanted to publicize it. When if a little more was used, people are gonna talk about it. People are gonna talk about it. People talk. Right? Not that it's a good thing that people talk, but that's the reality. People talk, so you want to be mefarsame that it was redeemed for something, and therefore it is a man, that's why he, Rabbi Yehuda, said, more than a pruta for zuz. Usually people talk, people like to talk about current events also. I think a few weeks ago we mentioned the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen writes in a tshuva that, are you allowed to talk about current events on Shabbos? 500 years ago, Trumas Hadeshen. He said people gather outside shul after davening and they talk about melachim umilchamosehem. Kings and their wars. You allowed to do that on Shabbos. So Trumas Hadeshen says, it depends. Depends why you're doing it. If you're there because you really enjoy it and you get Onik Shabbos from it, that is, you look forward to it, then okay. Okay, not Lashon Hara, just talking about current events. But, says the Shulman Zadeshen, if you're only there because of peer pressure, you really don't want to be there, but you know, everybody's there, so you have to be there too. Yeah, but it's not like you get anything out of it. You know, you're just there so people can say, oh, look who's here, then you're not allowed to. Because that's not Oneg, so that's just inappropriate for Shabbos behavior, and therefore it wouldn't be. Because people talk, that's what the Gemara says. People talk, and therefore that's why you have to give a little more money, so people will know that it was redeemed. Amar Ula, Ihavi Hasam, if Ula says, if I was there, have given it to the Kohanim. I would have given it to the Kohanim. I would give it to the Kohanim, not redeemed it. So Ula must argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Alma Kasavar, Ula, Sam Charam, the Kohanim. It must be he or Sam Charamim are to Kohanim, and therefore he would have given it to the Kohen. Remember, once it goes to the Kohen, it's Mamona Shal Kohen, and it is Chulin. So in the interim, yes, So you have to do something now with this hektish. So give it to the goyim. That's an easier way of removing its hektish status. Answer Shidim Kubetzes. But he doesn't know what mishmar to give it to. He doesn't know which mishmar the Kohanim are in. So how does he give it? Who should he give it to? Says the Shita in Os Ches. Kasha, Hechi, Yitzneim Lekohanim. Follow Mikarka Havi. Wasn't it from Karka? Vehem Lekohanim Sheba Oso Mishmar. Kidda Amar Lael. Vehem Yiduim. The days of Rav Yehuda, they didn't know. Imkein Lemi Yitzneim. Vyeshlomar, 2 days in the Shita. Yeshlomar, first day of the Achikamar. Hava Mina, Shekacha Din, Shehin Lekohanim, the Stam Charam Lekohanim, Vein Lehem Pidyon. No, he says, give it to the Kohen. Not that you can give it to the Kohen. That you should. Meaning, you can't be poed to this. There's no Pidyon by Chemri Kohen. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say, you need to give it to the Kohen, and you can't. Because you don't know. Inami kidamrina bishmaitzin mi karkoi tavale kimetaltel in the Eretz Yisrael dami v'yacholid in the kol koin sheyirtze. Or as we'll see, maybe where this karka was has the status of metaltel. We'll get to that line in a couple of minutes. And therefore, if it's metaltelin, as we said on the bottom of the previous amud chaf chesamun aleph last line, you can give it to any coin you want. Karka, you have to give it to the Kohanim Sheba Oso Mishmar, but Metaltan, you give it to any coin you want. So today is whether this was literal when Ula says, I would have given it to the Kohanim. The Menachas Chinuch has a different question. Not that you don't know which Mishmar. Menachas Chinuch says, but our Kohanim are only what we call Kohanim Muchzakim. Not Kohanim Miyuchasim. So he asked the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Nun Zayin, Sif Tezvav, isn't that another problem? That you can't give it to the Kohanim. Tezvav, says the Minchas Chinuch. Av Chemri Kohanim, Shin Yitam Kohanim, Mach Chiluk, Bein Hayom, Zman HaMikdash. Av She'in Lanu Mishmaros, Kivan De Inkpeit, Kohanim, Zochem Ba... I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Ach Nira, next paragraph. De Yoser Yesh Isser Ha'idna, Kivan de tzrichin anu liten lekohen, ve'en lanu kohanim miyuchasim, rak kohane chazaka, and we don't give them truma because of that, because they're not vadai. So, how is it that, if you just suggested that we should give it to them, right, did they have kohanim miyuchasim in his day still? And then he says, fine, by pidyon benepet chamor ein brera. We don't, Hashem put myself into this situation. Right, a firstborn son or a petach hamor. Ein brera, the balo ha-mitzvah shlomi daito. Aval sheyechayiv atzmo b'tchila, sheyeschayiv litin l'kohen chazaka zu, v'vadai asur. Al kein lo yachrim b'zman hazav l'kohenim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore he says, adarava, chashal hadu ula. I find a problem with ula. Here in Aruch and Chavtes, how do you give it to the Kohen? Hechnifkes or Torah vaday de Kohen chazaka to Efshar to lav Kohenu, Efshar lav Kohen. Unless you say that in his day they still had Kohenim Yuchasim. That's one way. Efshar says the Minchas Chinuch Sham hayu Kohenim Yuchasim. Maybe there was still Kohenim Yuchasim in those days. Avalo idna ain lo takana to give it to the Kohen. And then he says, unless you say as follows, I have another solution. What should you do? First he says, asu to give it to the Kohanim, Kain Nirali. Then in the next paragraph he says, Mikom Akom, Matsasi Takana Bachar Mikohanim Ma'idna. Sheyitin Lekohen. Give it to a Kohen. Give it to a Kohen, Chazaka. Muchzak. Aye, so how does he get it if he's not a Kohen? Give it to him, Aldas, all the Kohanim in the world. Somewhere in the world there's a Kohen in Miyuchas. And once it belongs to a Kohen Miyuchas, that is Chulin Biyado. So therefore, if I give it to this Kohen, even if he's not, but on behalf of whatever Kohen there is in the world, that's Miyuchas, so then it can then go to him. Ubevadai ba'olam yesh eze Kohen Miyuchas v'nifka ha-hektish ta'avilikilu ba'oliyad ha-Kohen v'yachareze yasa Kohen ma'shechafetz gein Kohen acher yachol la'hotzi. Good, that's the Minchas Chinuch suggestion about what to do. First he says, how can you do it? And then he gives that example of how it can be done. So that's where Ula. Ula says, if I would have been there, this person in Nahardo, that was Machir Mola's possessions, that's what I would have done. He must hold Sam Charam and Lekohanim. Meisvei. How did this story take place at all? Don't we learn? Ain Evid Ivri Noeg El Bezancha Yovel Noeg. Evid Ivri, the laws of Evid Ivri are only Noeg when we have Yovel. Shenemar Hashasa Yovel Yavod Imach. The Ain Stay, we switch the Girsa, Ain Stay Achuza Noeg El Bezancha Yovel Noeg. Shenemar Vayatza Abba Yovel, Vashav Lachuza So. Ein bati arechoma noagin. The laws of houses of walled cities are only noeg. Ela bezman shayovel noeg. Shneimar lo yetzei bayovel. Rav Shimon by Yochai Omer. This is what's important for us. Ein stecharamim noagin. Ela bezman shayovel noeg. All these laws are only when the yovel is noeg. Shneimar. Vayasad betzesum biyovel kodesh lashem kisteacherim. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Ein ger toshav noeg. Ela bezman shayovel noeg. You do Ger Toshav, my time, Amar Bibi, my time, Asya Tov Tov, Ksivach Ktov Lo Imach, Viksivasan Betov Lo Lo Tonenu, question mark. So how did this whole story take place in the days of Rav Yehuda and Ula? There was no more Yovel. Yovel stopped centuries earlier, when the first Shvatim were already exiled. Right? Yovel is only when all the Shvatim are in their proper place. So how did this whole story take place? Don't you need Yovel? Lokasha, Habim Makarkoi, Habim Metaltali. No, it depends. Karka and metaltalin. Karka is not nohig except when yovel is nohig. Metaltalin are. Metaltalin, cherme metaltalin can be nohig even without yovel. Says the Gemara, v'maisa de popadisa b'makarkoi namiavi. But when the person was machrim all of his possessions, doesn't that include karka? So there was karka there. Answer, mikarkoi de chutz la'aretz ki metaltali deretz Yisrael dami. No. Land in chutz la'aretz is like metaltalin of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the special din of Yovel only by Karka of Eretz Yisrael, not by Karka of Chutz La'aretz. What's the svar for that? There's no kfius. Karka in Chutz La'aretz is not there permanently. It's not forever. Right? Am Yisrael are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's the only permanent kinyan that we have. In Chutz La'aretz, there's no permanent kinyan. And therefore, even if it's Karka, it has the status of Metaltalin. Where else do we have such a halacha? As we know, I'm sure some are thinking, by Hilchas Mezuzah, the Gemara in Menachos, on Daf Mem Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. And there's a difference between Hilchas Mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael and Hilchas Mezuzah in Chutz La'aretz. What's the difference? As we know, if somebody buys property, buys a house in Eretz Yisrael, they have to put up a mezuzah right away. The 30 days, there's a misconception. Some people think, oh, you have 30 days of chutz la'aretz. That's only by renting. If you buy a house, if you buy the properties, then you have to put up the mezuzah right away, no matter where you are. But hasocher bayis, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh, quotes that Gemara Menachos, reish peivav sifchav beis. But if you rent a house, there's a difference. Hasocher bayis b'chutz la'aretz v'hador b'puntuk b'eretz Yisrael patur mimezuzah. Shloshim yom, if you go to a hotel in Eretz Yisrael. Va'asocher bayis be'eretz Yisrael, chayav mezuzah miyad. If you rent out in Eretz Yisrael, you chayav mezuzah right away. Mishum, yishav Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? Questions in the Rishonim. But one pshat might mean, the Beis Halevi, I think, writes that because living in Eretz Yisrael is more kfiyas there. Halachically, it's considered kfiyas. Right? And therefore, karka of Eretz Yisrael is different than karka in Chutz La'aretz. And that's what the Gemara says here. Good. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, last Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, because of Echad Omer Taktish, because of Echad Omer Lo Yaktish. I know many are thinking about Rabbi Yishmael Omer, our vart that we always like to say about Rabbi Yishmael Omer. We don't have time right now, but Od Chazon Lamoe. So one pasuk by Bechor says, be Maktashit, and one says, you're not allowed to be Maktashit. Sherek Far Nehmar, so how do you understand that? Because of Echad Omer Lo Yaktish. Eif Shalom Omer Taktish, Sherek Far Nehmar Lo Yaktish. Eif Shalom Omer Yaktish, Sherek Far Nehmar Taktish. So what does it mean? Haketzan makdisho es ata hektish ilui v'yata makdisho hektish mizbeach. It's talking about bechor. The halach is when it says lo taktish, you can't be makdish a bechor for any other animal. If you have any other carbon, if you have a bechor, you can't say, okay, I'll give it as a chatas, give it as an asham. You can't do that because it's a bechor. It'll never be a chatas because a chatas is female. But either way, any other carbon. But you can't be makdish et hektish ilui, which is like we had in the last Mishnah. Of cherem, you can have cherem, another level of kedusha, which would be mechayev you to pay a certain tovas hanah that you would pay that works, and that's the other source for how to learn this halacha. Rabbi Shmuel has it here. So v'rabbanan, so what would the rabbanan do with the two taktish and al taktish? Rabbanan al taktish miboy leilolav. Al taktish means there it would be an isser. If you try to be mafis this to a different type of carbon, it doesn't work, but it's usser even to try. Taktish, be boiler look at the Tanya. What does taktish teach me? The following. The Tanya, minayin l'ol b'char be'edrash mitzvah l'akdisho. Even if somebody has a b'char, we discussed this back in b'choros, or if somebody has a b'char, there's still a mitzvah to be maktish it, even though it's automatically hektish. There's still to add your own personal element. Shneamar hazachar taktish. Be maktish it, even though it's automatically hektish. And we don't have time, but Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea of that's kiddush also. Shabbos is automatically kadosh. What am I doing by Kiddush? Kiddush is like this din of mitzvah lahakdisho. Even if something's hektish, there's still a personal element that a Jew can add to the hektish. Just like Bechor, so too Shabbos. Rav Schechter has that in the Ginas Egos and Siman Dalet, the whole discussion of the Rambam, the Ramban, Kiddush, Avdallah, in that Siman. For Rabbi Yishmael says, what do you mean to be makdish it? Ilo makdish le, lo kadosh. If you're not makdish, is that kadosh? Kiddush also merechem ave. Right, it's automatic. But given the chilo makdish le, kadosh, lo tzorach lakdush. Since it's automatically hektish, then you don't have to be makdish it. So Rabbi Yishmael does not hold of that whole idea. But the Tanakhama, the Brisa says yes. The Brisa says yeah. There's an idea of being makdish, even if it's automatically hektish as well. Okay, Hadrolach Makdish Adeo. Now we get to the last parak here in Maseches Arachin, Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. Hamocheres Adeo B'Shasa Yovel. So now we're talking about a sale of a field. If somebody, we learned about Stei Achuza, now we're about Stei. Stay mikveh. So a mocher is a day ubishasa yovel eno muter ligol pachad b'sheishanim. The halach is if somebody sells a field during yovel, during the times of yovel, he cannot redeem it less than 2 years. 2 years for sure it has to stay in the buyer's possession. The Sefer HaChinuch and Shilam Mates says this is to help encourage him not to sell the field. If he thinks he could buy it back in a few months, then he might sell it. But if he knows he's not going to be able to touch it for another 2 years, even if they agree, the buyer wants to sell it back, doesn't matter. Not allowed to. Right? Ein mutar legol pachad b'sheishanim. Shneamar b'mispar shnei tvuos yim karlov. To sell it for two. There is a machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch. Shin Lamites Aleph says it sounds like from the Chinuch that this applies by a stei mikne and a stei achuza. By both. The Sefer HaChinuch. I think I misspoke before. It definitely applies by a stei achuza. The question is, if you sell a stei achuza, but what about a stei mikne? So the Chinuch sounds like it does, and the Minchas Chinuch points out that it sounds like the Rambam is cholek. Only by a stei achuza do you have this limit, but not by a stei mikne. Meaning, if somebody sells their stei achuza, and then someone else sells that, because now that's a stei mikne for them, is there also a limitation? It seems to me a machlokas Rambam Chinuch. Weiter. Hi, says Rashi Davon VeYerakon. If one of the 2 years, the buyer did not get to enjoy the produce because there was a plague, there was a flood, Oshna Shvius, and all of them in a minion. So that year doesn't count in the 2 years. You have to have 2 years worth of produce. Nara Ohovira, if he plowed it but didn't put seeds in or just let it lie fallow, then it's his fault. So then all of them in a minion. Then that counts for the minion of two. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Machralo Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Vihimalea Peros. If somebody sells it before Rosh Hashanah full of fruit, right before Rosh Hashanah, Hariz Ocham, Imen, Shalosh Shvuos, B'Shnei Shanim. It's 2 years. Even if there happen to be three cycles of produce, it's still counted as 2 years, and the buyer gets to enjoy 3 years worth of produce. 3 times worth of produce, not just two. Okay, fine. Hamocher, Sadeh, B'Shazah, Yehovah, V'Cholu, Eno, Go'el, Loktani. The bishop doesn't say Eno, Go'el, Ella, Eno, Mutter, Lig'ol. What do you get by that extra word? Alma, Kasavar, Yisuranami, Ika. By saying it's not mutter, that means it's usser. It's usser. Tiafilu kirkushi zuzinami usser. You can't literally shake money in front of the buyer and offer, I'll give you a lot of money, I want to buy it back. You can't do that. Volomi by mocher to koi basse. Not only is the mocher included in this, tichsiv, bimispashne tos yim karlach, elafilu kechnami koi basse. The buyer is not allowed to acquiesce and give it back. Dibi'inon shanim tikne veleka. It's 2 years, period. If you sell a field, the stei achuza at least, so then you're not allowed to buy it back any earlier. And the machlokas other applies to a stei mikne. Itmar hamocher sadeo bishnasa yovel. What if you sell a field during yovel? Right, we spoke earlier about makdish sadeu during yovel. What if you sell a field during yovel? Atzma, does it work? Machlokas. Rav amar mechura v'yotza. Rav says it is sold and automatically goes out. Right, it's sold and now it goes back. Right, so therefore, what's the nafkamina? He loses his money. That's the mechura of yotza. Ushmuel amar ain't a mechura kol iker. Shmuel says he doesn't lose his money. Nothing happened. It's a mekatos. Ain't a mechura kol iker. My time at the Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say it's not sold at all? Kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Ma mechura kfar yotza. If you sold the field, then yovel makes it go out. She ain't a mechura. Ain't a din shelo timacher. If it's not sold, so then obviously, if a status is broken, then for sure the status is prevented. That's the svara. Rav Engel talks about this in one place, right? That's the kal v'chomer. If a status of sold could be broken, then obviously you can't sell it. So that's Shmuel's svara. Says the Gemara, Rav does not hold to that svara. Well, the Rav lo amrina kal v'chomer ki gavna. But v'atanya, we have another totally different context where it seems that svara seems to be chay v'kayam. Yochol yimkor zadam as biduk shinara. You might think that a person could sell his daughter as a when she is a nara, when she's already 12, amar kavachomer. We learn a kavachomer that that is not true. Uma mechurek far yotza, she goes free when she becomes a nara. So asha she inem bechurin additional timacher. So surely, if she's already a nara, then the father can't sell her. So Rav holds of that type of svara. So why by here does he not hold of the svara? So the Gemara says no, there's a difference between the two. Hasam lahajim is dafna. By the nara, the father can no longer sell her, meaning narus, she is out of the rishus of the father. That's the root of that svara. Hacha, hajim is davna, but here, when the person gets it back, he can sell it again after yovel. So you see, it's not about totally cutting it off out of his rishus, and therefore Rav can hold of the kalvachomer there, but not here. Good. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question now on the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Meisvei, achara yovel. Shonim tikne milamed shemocher tzavach liyovel. You could sell it right after yovel. You could sell a field. Muflim ben yovel minayin. How do you sell a field years from yovel? Tamalom lefi rova shonim lefi miyad shonim. Ubishtata yovel atzma lo yimkar v'yemachrein emachura. Sounds beferish like Shmuel. Kashan Rav, and remember, we don't like to say Rav Tanu Polig unless we have to. So Amalecha Rav, what would Rav say? That brisa means, doesn't mean it's not sold at all. Eina mechura lemispar shtei tfuos, aval mechura hi viyotza. No, it means that it's not sold based on, you know, the 50 shekel zerach homer as we discussed earlier, but it goes out right away. That's all it means. It's not sold regarding those halachas, but it's sold and it goes out right away. Says the Gemara, 1 second. The E is Davuni Mizdavna. If you're saying it's sold, Rav, then why don't you say you have a 2-year limit? If it's sold in the years of Yovel, why does it go automatically back? Take him Bershusi at Basar Yovel. It should be his. If you sell it during Yovel, so why don't you say it should be his until after Yovel? Ubasar Yovel, Nechlish Desh Chivos. Let him eat 2 years worth of produce. Vinahadri, and then it should go back. And you think that's so unusual? But Milo Tanya, didn't we learn the following in Abraisa? If somebody sells it a year before Yovel, so then he eats the year before Yovel, and then Yovel, then he eats 1 year after Yovel, and then it goes back, because the buyer has to enjoy 2 years worth of produce. So why, in your case, if it's sold during Yovel, do you say it automatically goes back? At least let him have it for 2 years afterwards. Answer, there's a difference, says Rav. If you started eating 1 year's worth, then we'll give you the 2nd year's worth. That's why you'll have 1 year before Yovel, 1 year after Yovel. Then it'll go back. But if you're mocher it during Yovel, the buyer didn't start. So if it doesn't get off the ground, the lemaisa consumption doesn't get off the ground, then it doesn't have. We don't have to complete it because it didn't even start. So Rav would be mechalek between our case and that case, and Rav is defended. Rav says that it's mechura, but yotzei so automatically, and Shmuel says it's ain't a mechura, kal ikar. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar of Anan. In the next couple of days, I'm not going to be able to get the daf, so it'll be put up from the last cycle, and then we will pick up as we continue the march in these last couple of dafim in Meseches Arachin.